This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Chris from Olympia is. Chris, are you there?
That's right.
Were you listening to the men's room around 5:40 yesterday by chance?
No.
So you didn't hear the cheat sheet. All right, it's an even playing field. Steve,
yeah,
it's time
actually,
for you to...
Me and Steve have tied twice before.
Well, you need to listen to the cheat sheet
Big
so then you can win.
Today. Let's go.
Let's see what's going to happen. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Chris has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Woo! What shape is a pie chart?
Circle.
Correct. What social media site allowed you to have a top 8?
Oh, I don't know. Facebook, Tinder.
No.
Instagram.
No. What amendment allowed women to vote?
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you.
6, 7, 8.
No. Ever since he was a kid, which instrument did Weird Al practice?
Banjo?
No.
Harmonica?
No.
Ukulele?
No. Which animal is the mascot for Hufflepuff for the Hufflepuff house in Harry Potter?
Owl?
No.
Rat?
No.
Hamlet pass.
The line to be or not to be comes from which Shakespeare play?
Hamlet.
Correct. The popular sushi ingredient nori is what?
Squid.
No. Chris?
Octopus?
No. You dropped a deuce. You're not number one, you're number two.
Damn it. All right, go Steve.
You can't be rooting for Steve, too.
But he's like, you know, that's good sportsmanship right there.
Well, yeah, but he's still got to have faith in himself.
He's rooting for you, Steve. Oh, that's awesome of him.
Are you rooting for Chris?
No.
Wow.
With all due respect, I'm trying to win a game here.
All right, let's see if it happens. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What shape is a pie chart?
A circle.
Correct. What social media site allowed you to have a top 8?
Oh, I miss those days of MySpace.
Correct. What amendment allowed women to vote?
When I was single, I remember I was just always having like the hottest girls.
No, you did not. Did you not have friends?
Gosh. No, friends don't deserve to be in the top 8. The hot girls do.
Oh, my goodness.
What was the question?
What amendment allowed women to vote?
Oh, let's go back to the hot girls. 19?
What? Yes. Ever since he was a kid, which instrument did Weird Al practice?
Oh, the accordion.
Correct. Which animal is the mascot for Hufflepuff in the Harry Potter books?
Which animal?
Mm-hmm.
Mascot for a dragon?
No.
Lion?
No.
Pig?
No. The line to be or not to be comes from which Shakespeare play?
Macbeth?
No.
Shakespeare?
No.
Oh.
Did Shakespeare have a play called Shakespeare?
Yes. To be or not to be, that is the question. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. So.
Clearly not.
Damn
what
it.
Is happening today? Steve, you only got 4 correct, but That is a win 4-2.
Let's go.
Yeah, way to go, Steve.
Thanks, man. We both stunk today.
Man, those top eight on MySpace used to cause so much friend drama
with my group.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I feel like that's why they eventually turned into like the top 64.
Yeah.
And then I was just like, okay, now we're just giving in.
But you had to code it.
Like, you couldn't just do the top 64. You had to, like, code it and go in the back and all of a sudden have all these friends.
Yeah, I remember I'd go back between my best friend and my boyfriend, depending which one I liked better on that day.
Wow.
I feel like you probably changed it all the time. Like, multiple times in a day, not daily.
My mood swings are intense. You guys know.
Did you guys go crazy with then the top songs and all that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
God, we used to be so cool. Danny.
Hi.
Hufflepuff.
Badger.
Yes.
Yeah, I was never going
to
get that one.
No, I wouldn't have either if I didn't have the answer in front of me. To be or not to be, this is one that Chris didn't know.
Hamlet.
Yes.
Oh.
And the one you didn't get to, the popular sushi ingredient nori is what?
Seaweed.
Yes. Wow. You would have won even more. Congrats on beating Chris.
Why, thank you.
Rockaholics, today is election day, and we know that you are being asked to cast your vote on a lot of important things, but we have probably the most important thing for you to vote on, but you got to call in now. 206-803-ROCK. Who is the greatest sports star to play in Seattle?
Brian Bosworth.
Yeah, the Bos.
Probably not, but okay.
You can only pick one, so tell us who it is. 206-803-ROCK, the greatest sports star to play in Seattle. We will take your calls after Red Hot Chili Peppers.
The Daily Mix Show.
The following is a paid political advertisement.
Hi, I'm not Eminem, and today is election day, and I urge all of you to not vote for Danny V. If elected, Danny will make everyone wear wallet chains and listen to Green Day. I would rather choke on my mom's spaghetti than live in a Danny V America.
I'm Steve Miggs, and I approve this message.
Miggs, today is election day. I don't know if you were in on that.
Oh, so I should put my ballot in.
Yes.
I shouldn't leave it in my car like your husband did.
Yes. Hey, I got it in at 4 a.m.
Okay, good. Good for you. I'm glad that you were able to find a place to drop it off.
Right. So today is election day, and we want you, Rockaholics, our fellow Americans, to vote on the issues that matter the most, like Seattle sports.
That's right, baby.
The big vote.
The number to call to make your vote is 206-803-ROCK, and you can only vote for one, the greatest sports star to play in Seattle.
I'm excited to hear what they're going to say.
We're going to start with Alonzo from Des Moines. Alonzo, who do you consider to be the greatest sports star to play in Seattle?
Oh, Ken Griffey Jr., without a doubt.
I think I'm absolutely on the Mount Rushmore, for sure. I think there could be an argument for, like, who's number one and things along those lines, but, I mean, you can't argue with the kid.
The things he did. He played with his dad. Back-to-back home runs with him. I don't know how many home runs in a row he has. He did it without steroids. He came back. I mean, he put Seattle on the map.
Dude, that was the part that I don't know about you, but I remember when he came back. I think that was such a good, like, closure for the Ken Griffey Jr. story, because I think when he left, there was a little bit, not like, I don't think people hated him, but I think there was a little bit of a bad taste in some people's mouths, because you're like, oh, why are you leaving us? But then when he came back, it was such a cool moment.
Well, when he came back playing for Cincinnati, he hit a home run in our ballpark, and everybody stood up and cheered. It was awesome. 206-803-ROCK, you can only vote for one, the greatest sports star to ever play in Seattle. Daniel from Bremerton, who is that for you?
I have to agree with Alonzo. Definitely Ken Griffey Jr.
The kid. Did you ever get to see him play?
Oh, many times.
That's awesome.
Ryan from Mount Vernon, who do you think is the greatest sports star to ever play in Seattle?
I'm going to have to say Jerry Rice.
My man, I used to love trolling people with that. The greatest number 80 to play for the Seattle Seahawks.
It was towards the end of his career, and he was a little washed up, but he did play for the Seahawks.
He did. That was so weird seeing Jerry Rice wearing a Seahawks jersey.
Because did he go from the Niners to the Raiders to Seattle?
I believe so, but I can't remember. It's been so far. But do you remember the backstory of him wearing number 80? There was like a lot of controversy behind that, and I think somebody, I don't know if they were with the team or whoever, pulled one of those. Steve said it was cool if you want to wear number 80, and then someone went to Steve and was like, Jerry really wants to wear number 80. Is it okay if you wear, because number 80 is retired. It's Steve Largent's number. So somebody pulled a move to make both think it's okay for Jerry Rice to wear the jersey, and I think then Jerry, I could be wrong about this, I'm pretty sure at some point Jerry found out about that and he wasn't too pleased. Ooh. He's like, man, I wouldn't have worn number 80 if Steve Largent wasn't okay with it.
For sure.
Yeah.
Miguel from Tacoma, who do you believe is the greatest sports star to ever play in Seattle?
Hands down, Sue Bird.
The yes.
Goat. I mean, yeah.
all those other answers are all cool. Ken Griffey, they're all cool, but Ken Griffey never won a World Series. Never even been to one.
And so she won how many championships with the Storm?
I think like four.
I think it was five.
Five, maybe?
Yep, and stayed with the team from drafted all the way till the end of her career.
Yep, stay with the team the whole time. Yeah, I got to give it to Sue Bird.
I like that choice.
So who's your pick?
I was going to say Sue Bird because I think she played in three decades, too, with the same team, which is like, I think she's one of the only players to ever do something like that.
To mine, it's biased. Because we have a relationship with him.
Oh.
It's biased because he's going to be joining us at Live Night on December 13th.
Oh.
It's biased because sometimes he showed up to my roast. But also, it's not unbiased because he's a Hall of Famer. He's considered the best to ever play the position. And that's Big Walt himself, Walter Jones. Plus, one of my favorite stories involves Walter Jones. And it's the time when we had him on our show and he told us all about back in the day, he used to push SUVs as a way of getting ready for the season. And it's back in the day when, like, you know, preseason was happening and training camp was happening. And there was always the talk about how Walter Jones would get ready for the season. And the way that you would get ready for the season was by pushing SUVs. Can you tell us about it? What kind of SUVs were you pushing? And when did you first come up with this idea?
Honestly, I just came with the idea when I was in high school. My coach, you know, you're coming from a small school, a rural place, and we didn't have a lot of weight equipment. So for the offensive line, the coach was to make us go out and push. He had a pickup truck. So he would make us push that truck. So when I was missing training camp, you know, me personally, I always tell guys, you do stuff conditioning that's going to help you in the game. You know, I can't go out there and run with the receivers or the running backs all day long. That's not my game.
Right.
So for me, I had to try to find things that's going to help me and prepare me for the game. So me coming off the ball and getting behind the SUV was a Cadillac Escalade. It was my brother's truck. So it was something like it. I'm still trying to get a Cadillac from Cadillac. So I'm still working on that.
I just love that story.
What a beast.
Second is Bowie, of course, in the Seattle Kraken.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
A woman went into labor at a concert, and the internet is losing their mind about it. We're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
The following is a paid political advertisement.
Hi, this is not Samuel L. Jackson. Today is Election Day, and you should go out and vote. And I'm here to talk about not voting for Sarah. In fact, somebody better get this motherfucking Sarah off this motherfucking ballot.
I'm Danny V, and I approve this message.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A Dallas woman went into labor while attending the Rod Wave concert at American Airlines Center.
My first question is, who's Rod Wave?
He's one of the pioneers of trap soul, Steve.
You clearly just Googled
his name. I absolutely Googled it.
Does anyone know Rod Wave in this room?
No.
Eh.
Well, there is a video.
Would you like to hear what he sounds like?
Oh, of course. Let's do it.
I found a clean version, Danny, just in case.
Pretending you're fine, we're really a bending. You can't keep passing.
matching up your pain, taking shots at the bar.
Oh, I'm good.
I hate it.
All of this.
That is Rod Wave. So this woman goes into...
What woman is keeping their feelings back?
I know, right?
I would never.
I mean, I feel like we know exactly how Sarah's feeling every single minute of the day.
Unfortunately.
Literally, yes.
You never hold back your feelings. Rod Wave does not know Sarah.
Well, this woman did not hold back her baby because she started to go into labor while at the America Airlines Center. There's video footage of her leaving in a stretcher.
She's just smiling and she's got the belly going and she's like, everyone have a good time tonight.
So this video has obviously gone viral and the comments have been priceless. So we will go straight to those comments.
We sent a couple of the videos to our production director, Jason, said pick out your favorite ones. Reenact them however you want just to show how people are having a field day at the fact that this lady who's pregnant, going into labor, was at the Rod Wave concert. So some are making fun of her, I believe, and others will be making fun of who the hell is Rod Wave. But he's big enough to play an arena.
Yeah.
All right, here's the first comment about this.
I was there, and I didn't know how I missed this. It's probably high, LOL. Have a safe delivery, mama.
Oh, so we need to be high to be at a Rod Wave concert.
I guess so.
Know exactly how you feel. I know what's in your heart.
What drug are we doing?
All of them.
It sounds like all of them.
Whichever one makes me black out, I think.
Came a long way with so many scars. Finally found a brighter day for me and love. She don't want to hear that tonight. Oh, something that's feeling right.
Dude, it's a vibe. It's a vibe.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right.
Baby was sick of all that crying from that depressing as music.
Are all the songs depressing?
Do you want to hear another sample?
Yes.
She said, I love you, but don't trust you, can't change you. I just hope we don't end hot day, do it crash.
Does he have problems with women, I feel like?
Yeah.
He's picking the wrong one. He needs to change his paradigm of thinking when it comes to the ladies.
Maybe Sarah could set him up with one of her single ladies.
It honestly sounds like you put emo wrapped in like AI and made that. That's what it sounds like.
Make a bad Post Malone, sad rap boy song.
Terrible.
Let's burn on the shade room. Free runner, gotta stop running.
Karen, no, stop vibing. This is not fair. It's not fair to all of us. It's only fair to Sarah.
Who the f*** is Rod Wave?
Well, we now know. I was better off not knowing.
Wait, let me guess. Was she sitting in the C-section? Dumb.
Disagree. That was brilliant.
That's clever. I feel like we have a different sense of humor than our friend Jason.
I think he's just jealous he doesn't come up with these.
Dumb.
Couple more.
Her baby didn't want to hear that no longer.
Exit strategy.
I'm in your city tonight.
Baby's like, get me out. Mom, what are you doing to me? I can't listen to this. Stop it.
Oh.
One more.
Being at a concert while pregnant is wild.
I did it.
I was going to say, Sid went to some concerts. I made a bad choice one time. I took her to a Murder City Devils concert while she was pretty close to having our child. I think she was hoping she would went into labor so she could leave that concert.
I did two nights at the Gorge. That was pretty intense for a pregnant
lady.
That
seems a little...
At one point...
Risk-taking.
At one point, I sat down and started crying.
Because you thought you were going to have your kid?
No, because I couldn't find our RV. Everybody I was with was hammered and gone. I was stressed out.
You go to a Gorge concert, you think everyone's going to stay sober in solidarity of pregnant Taryn?
And it was Dead in Company, so everybody is whacked out. And I was like...
They're all like, let me touch your belly, man. I bet I could talk to your baby.
But I did. When I went to the Rolling Stones and I was like 38 weeks pregnant, I actually built out like a plan for if something bad happened.
Like an exit strategy.
Because I'm like, this could go down. It did not for several more weeks, but I was prepared.
Yeah, I think we also went to a Glorious Sons concert. And we always joked that was Tatum's first concert was the Glorious Sons inside Mama's belly.
I love that.
And then our second was the Murder City Devils, which I had a great time.
That's why Tatum's going to have such great taste in music.
I sure hope so.
Jason Kelce has made a statement regarding taking a fan's phone and absolutely smashing it. You're going to hear what he said with what's trending after Guns N' Roses.
The Daily Mix Show.
The following is a paid political advertisement.
What The Rock is cooking.
Hi, I'm not Dwayne The Rock Johnson, and a lot of people say they would vote for The Rock, but The Rock is here to tell you I won't vote for, and that's the Migs. Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? I'll tell you what The Rock is not cooking, that plant-based bullshit that Migs eats. F-ing plant-based weirdo. Plus, he looks like a discount version Vin Diesel, and I hate that guy. Don't vote for him. Oh, yeah. Buy my tequila and my energy drink. I'm a great guy, humbly.
I'm Taryn Daly, and I approve this message. As you wake up and start moving through your morning, keeping up with the world of pop culture can be really challenging. So we are here to give you a hand and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Jason Kelce returned to ESPN yesterday and opened up the show discussing the recent incident involving a fan where, if you missed it, over the weekend, he grabbed a fan's cell phone and smashed it after that fan had called Jason's brother a slur for dating Taylor Swift. Here is that audio.
Hey, Kelce. I can feel your brother's
Kelce, can I get a fist bump? Kelce, can I get a fist bump?
That's not a fist bump. A lot of bad words being said right there.
Oh, yeah. He did admit that he regretted his choice to respond that way, and we have some audio from that as well.
You know, listen, I think everybody's seen on social media everything that took place this week. Mm-hmm. Listen, I'm not happy with anything that took place. I'm not proud of it. And, you know, in a heated moment, I chose to greet hate with hate. Mm. And I just don't think that that's a productive thing. I really don't.
They took his shirt off and crushed a beer, and everything was good in the world, I guess.
And I was mesmerized by his chest hair.
Oh, gosh. I did not realize that there was a podcast for this, but it makes sense because it is like possibly the biggest story that's going on in the world of like pop culture and then celebrity news. That's everything that's going on with Diddy. And apparently with Sean Diddy Combs, obviously there's a lot of allegations going on. He's detained. He's waiting for trial in May. It was his birthday yesterday. What better way to celebrate your birthday than behind bars? And he's pleaded not guilty. All these horrible, horrible allegations that are going on involving the people that were at his parties and underage people and things along those lines could face life in prison if he's convicted. And there's a podcast about it. It's called The Trial of Diddy. And it's like a weekly podcast where they talk about what's going on with this. And one of the most recent episodes, they talked to a former Playboy model by the name of Rachel Kennedy. And this story is insane. So they interview her and she talks about a time that she met Diddy. I think he was in Japan. She was a dancer of the Gentleman's Variety. And her and two of her friends were invited back to hang with Diddy. They thought they were going to a party. Turns out it was not a party. It was just his place, and it was a party of one. Well, maybe two, because he had his like security guy there, too. And here's her telling the story.
We got in a taxi, me and two other girls, and we went up to his apartment, or to his floor, knocked on the door, and there's Diddy in a bathrobe.
He's already ready to go. He's just in a bathrobe, not even wearing any kind of clothes. Just, hey, what's up, ladies?
Oh, yeah.
With a bottle of champagne in his hand. And when we walked in, he was playing videos of some pop star. And I didn't know who she was. And then one of the other girls had told me, that's J-Lo, that's his girlfriend. We probably watched like maybe four in a row. The whole time he was still on the phone. And come to find out later on in that evening that he was talking to her the whole time that we were in the room. To find out that we were watching his girl's videos, it seemed kind of a little bit creepy to me.
Now, first of all, like, he's been accused of some awful, awful things. None worse than making people watch Jennifer Lopez videos, I think, right? Seems really cruel.
Very disrespectful. But, you know, we were already in his room and there was no party going on. And we just had fun.
And by fun, we can't play what she's told, the story. But apparently, there's three of them. Diddy's like, I like two of you. The other one stay in this room and the other two come to the bedroom with me. And they did just that. And then let's just say it was like a karaoke party.
Yeah.
They were singing into a microphone for about 20 minutes while their friend was in the other room just sitting there waiting.
And then apparently the bodyguard freaked out and escorted them out in a very violent manner. Like he was like stomping them out of the room basically.
The whole thing is just nuts.
It's very weird. You know what else is
also
weird?
Also, they're making him watch his, at the time, girlfriend's music videos. And he's like, okay, we're done watching the videos. Now come into the back and take care of me.
But he's also on the phone with her the whole time. That's so strange.
It's a world I don't understand.
No. Well,
and I'm glad I don't.
We have one more opportunity for you to beat Migs today, Rockaholics. So pick up your phone and give us a call. He has a record of 308 wins, 93 losses, and 54 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. He's flexing, by the way.
Thank you.
We will play Beat Migs at 850.
Yes, the Daily Migs Show.
The following is a paid political advertisement.
Hi, I'm not Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm the Terminator, the Predator, the Governator, the Kindergarten Cop, and also an owner of farm animals. Just like that dork Taryn Daly. I own donkeys. I know jackasses. And there isn't a bigger jackass than Taryn Daly. In the movies, I terminated the T-1000. And today, I ask you rockaholics to terminate the T-Dog with your vote.
I'm Danny V, and I approve this message.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!